with anything you want as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Take control of these airwaves. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype on into the show. Username lrn.fm. This hour, we're going to continue. In fact, we might as well start it over because we've got new listeners.
It's been too long.
We only got 18 seconds into it. It was a minute-long ad by the Union of Liquor Sellers, the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1776. They've come up with an advertising campaign to try to stop the privatization of alcohol sales. Because right now, apparently in Pennsylvania, the only way you can go and buy beer, wine, or liquor is to go to a government store. And the proposal is to make it so other people can sell the stuff. They're saying that kids are going to die. We'll give you the rest of the story. But Jim is on the line of Virginia to start things out this hour. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Jim? Pennsylvania. Hey, you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the Pennsylvania we got you. Is a scam. Pennsylvania, it's all... You know, they have distributorships, and it's a whole, like, licensing thing to empower just certain individuals to sell alcohol. But George Washington sold 12,000 gallons of whiskey a year. That's how he kept his farm going while he was off creating our country. Of course, everybody should be able to make alcohol. And they just need to cut the government in half and maybe boost the courts. You know, and then if I make bad alcohol and you drink it, well, then you can sue me. But the... I wanted to talk about what that young lady was saying. Sorry, I didn't catch her name.
This girl.
Lauren.
Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren.
Nice to meet you.
Made a very good point that things should, one great reason to privatize things is what you were sort of implying is sovereign immunity. When government does something,
yes.
they're impenetrable. I mean, you know, when they sell alcohol, technically they should be. When government does things that are not only government functions, you're supposed to be able to still sue them. But, you know, in practice, you're going up against a giant juggernaut with unlimited resources, so you're not really
right.
That thing. But this sovereign immunity stuff is just a concept that comes from England, and it's just terrible. If the government kidnaps your child maliciously, you know, oh well. If they shoot you wrongfully, oh well. I mean, it's, you know, it's, that whole concept is just alien to America.
It's sick, but it doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. I would love for, you know, the Free State Project, of course, the idea of bringing liberty-minded people together in one place. Hopefully we can see enough electoral success where enough liberty-minded state representatives are able to propose something as radical. I mean, it will seem radical because every government bureaucrat will come out to speak against a proposal to remove sovereign immunity. I mean, can you imagine how...
Or even limited immunity.
How absolutely immunity. Just voracious they will be on that issue. They will be so upset about that proposal. Because right now, any proposal, any minor proposal to cut back the size and the scope of government brings out the government bureaucrats to speak about how terrible of an idea. What? You want medical marijuana? We can't have that. And they'll, you know, the cops will trot out and they'll speak against it. If you propose removing sovereign immunity, every government union, every government employee, they're all going to be there to speak out.
This is
that.
One of the sovereign immunity of, at all levels is really one of those things that separates the state from the rest of us. The state is nothing. It's an idea. It's an idea that we should have a monopoly on governance.
Force
governance. You know, whatever you want to call it, and that the people who enact that monopoly should be protected from the consequences of their actions through the legal system. Now, this doesn't happen anywhere else that I can think of. I don't even think it can happen inside of a corporation. You can just sue the corporation and the individual. That would be my guess on it, but I could be wrong on that. But this is really sort of what distinguishes the state from the rest of us, is the ability for its actors, the people, the people that call themselves the state, to not be held responsible for their actions.
You're absolutely right.
Jim?
I've fought legal cases against Virginia and ran up against sovereign immunity. And the main argument for it's very strong sovereign immunity state. The main argument for sovereign immunity is, well, the state can't function. You know, if we had to actually be responsible for the actions that we do, if people could just come in and sue us willy-nilly, And I think, but wait a minute, what's the regime you set up for, you know, the popsicle stand on the corner or the local Taco Bell? You know, I mean, every corporation or person has to think, wow, can I hire that person? Can I start this new sale? Can I do this thing? What? Let me talk to my lawyer. What are the 58,000 ways I could be sued frivolously? But
I mean, consideration. You're totally right. I mean, this is why this was played into my ultimate decision about intellectual property. I decided that I'm against intellectual property, even though Ayn Rand stated that intellectual property was positive. I think objectivism logically comes to the conclusion that intellectual property is wrong because of the fact that because having intellectual property rights prevents people from being able to use other people's ideas and better our economy and create cooler products. Because think about it, every single thing that has ever been created came from someone else and someone else's idea.
You built on some other ideas. That's true.
It's
Jim,
inspire.
Any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Well, yeah, I don't make that connection. I don't understand where the sovereign immunity, how you get to intellectual property.
I have no idea either. I'm not really sure where you're going with that. What does that have to do with sovereign immunity?
Anytime we talk,
thanks, Jim.
Guys, talk. You go off in 10 directions. It's great. Take it easy.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the call tonight. Yeah, how do you tie that in with sovereign immunity? I was lost on that as well.
So I don't like the idea that the state protects people's rights. Two things.
I see. So you took the idea of the state protecting their own.
Because intellectual property comes from the state.
IP. It's true.
That's the only way it could be forced. I'm sorry. I should have been more clear about that.
The intellectual property.
It did seem random.
You know.
I was standing here like, how did you not see? Oh, you know what? I didn't start with the state enforces intellectual property.
Yeah, intellectual property is the idea that you should be able to tell your secret and then other people have to pretend to keep it a secret. It just doesn't make any sense.
If you can't keep your own secret, you don't have a right to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I mean, the patent system allows, and, you know, it's out there. There's all kinds of crazy patents. The patents for taking a picture against a white wall, patents for a crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwich. All kinds of crazy patents are out there. The state will let you, the government will let you patent anything. The United States government will let you patent anything. Not to say that it's enforceable, because it's not, but it just shows how crazy the system is.
Now, of course, if this, to go back to the issue of sovereign immunity, if the state people did not have sovereign immunity, then all of a sudden, all of the issues that we have with police abuse and police being able to get away with murder, rape, just destruction of property, that would change very quickly because they'd become liable for their actions.
Right, and when they said, he said that people say that the state wouldn't be able to exist without sovereign immunity.
Not as we know it.
I say it wouldn't. Really, in fact, it wouldn't. If the people that call themselves the government were held responsible for their actions, their mistakes, the things they've done wrong. Because I don't have any problem when they act righteously. It's the problems I have is that they're incentivized so poorly because they're not held responsible for their actions.
Right. I actually saw a cop helping out some old lady on the side of the road, like change a tire or something.
Awesome.
That's fine. Great. Please help people. But when you destroy people's lives and you ruin and destroy property, you should be held accountable for it. So that is something I would like to see changed through the legislative process eventually here in New Hampshire, is hold these bureaucrats accountable. So 855-450-FREE. The bureaucrats in Pennsylvania are upset. They're worried about losing their monopoly over liquor sales, alcohol, actually beer and wine, I guess. Aww. Is the proposal only to change beer and wine, Lauren? Do you recall from your report on this?
No, I think they want to try and privatize everything.
Okay, we'll come back with details on that here. And the commercial that they are running, spent $300,000 to run this commercial, so they're pretty serious about it, to try to persuade, I presume, I don't know if it's coming to the lawmakers' decision or the voters, but we'll come back with more here in moments. And if you're in Pennsylvania and you can shed some light on the subject, we'd love to hear from you here on Free Talk Live.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do? Spring cleaning or spring travel. America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Save 15% when you book a room online and stay now through May 21st. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com. New rotary encoder, ordered on Granger's mobile app. A dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. And by the way, if you care about online privacy, you really need to take the time to look at ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data, meaning that whatever it is that you're doing online, your internet service provider will no longer know. Because right now they do. If you don't use ProXPN, if you're not encrypting your data with ProXPN, then it's likely that your ISP is logging every website you visit. They're logging every search term you enter, and they're keeping those logs, in some cases, for as long as 5 years. You can stop that from happening by going right now to ProXPN.com/FTL. Download their app. They've got it for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android devices. You can even get it set up with Linux. It's a little bit of a different process. Just email the support department for Linux users. But go to proxpn.com/FTL and use our promo code when you're ready to sign up for their premium account. You can start for free and test it out. But with the free account, you're bandwidth limited. With the premium account, there's unlimited bandwidth. You can decide which server you want to connect to around the world. You can privately torrent. You can get past regionally blocked websites. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and get started. This is great privacy protection, and they don't keep records of your online habits at all. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You can get 20% off for the lifetime of the account using code FTL20. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL and get started with ProXPN. As we continue here, we're going to start this commercial over again. For those of you just tuning in, we kind of barely got into about 18 seconds worth of it.
You missed part of the fun.
Yeah, this is the two moms. They're sitting on a bench at the park.
By the way, I do ads for a living, and this is my least favorite. I think it's the most amateurish style of ad.
What, acting ads?
The acting ads. Well, let's do this. They're called Slice of Life. Is the suggestion that two well-informed moms on the liquor issue have decided that while they're at the playground, they're going to discuss the legalization of liquor and how it is going to make Pennsylvania less safe.
And they do it in this clearly scripted style. I mean, it's one of the worst commercials I've ever seen.
One of these slice of life's doesn't feel like this.
You think while they were stealing our tax dollars, they could put out an ad that at least makes it bearable for us to watch?
Well, what I'm surprised is you don't have the stereotypical one is the smart wife with the dumber husband over breakfast with clinking dishes. God, really? Really, buddy? Smarten up. I mean, you know,
how do you land this? Why does your wife always have to give you lectures, really?
So what's happening? The proposal is there's a plan to privatize the state's liquor system, which, by the way, sells beer and wine. United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1776, this is a union, is calling attention to
the 1776 part. That's kind of a fun number.
Dangers that can come with having more outlets selling alcohol. And here's the ad.
You know, some Harrisburg politicians want to give big companies the right to sell beer and wine in supermarkets, big box stores, even gas stations.
That would be so dangerous for kids, having alcohol available in so many places.
I read the same kind of law in North Carolina. It's killing one child every week.
Oh, my. And I heard wine and spirit stores generate hundreds of millions in profit and taxes.
Now, the claim about the North Carolina thing here is explained a little bit in the story at PennLive.com. There is they link to WFDD.org, claiming that North Carolina loses one child per week in underage drinking accidents, whether they can somehow connect that to the fact that the beer and wine is sold in, you know, regular stores. I'm not sure how they
go about
doing that.
That's what I talked about on the video, was that there's no way to draw this correlation.
Yeah, it's just straight up scare tactics.
It is.
What they're saying is a red herring. What they're saying is that, well, North Carolina has a privatized system, and people are dying, so therefore it must be the privatized system, is kind of the correlation that they're trying to make there. Let's continue.
It takes us months. So politicians want booze to be sold in stores where kids and teens go, and lose the pot of money that saves tax dollars too?
It's about greed, pure and simple.
Now, that's the funny part. Who is putting on this ad?
The Union of Workers for Selling Alcohol in the State.
And government.
Well, but this is the government union, the people that directly benefit, because government workers tend to make about 35% more than those in the private sector.
Yeah.
And I suspect these people know that they
they're going to lose their jobs.
Some people are going to lose their jobs, or B, some people are going to take pay cuts. Something's going to happen. There's going to have to be more efficiency than
the state won't be able to compete with private stores.
I'm going to go with the greediest corporation in all of America would be the government.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, people forget that. A lot of people don't realize that governments are corporations. They're file folders. They're fictions. They're legal fictions. That's what a corporation is. There's 15 seconds left.
Well, it only takes a little bit of greed to kill a child.
Don't let politicians turn convenience stores into bar rooms. Tell your state senator and state representative to say no to liquor privatization.
And this is where we need Carlos Morales to tell us about how it does just take a little bit of greed to kill a child.
He'll actually be on the show on Monday.
CPS whistleblower. Oh my goodness.
The music.
Government greed. And they're making money off of pulling children out of homes.
The music sounded like the same music you'd have in, like, a, you know, one of these made-for-TV movies with, like, the sniper is, like, homing in on you. Boom, boom, boom. You know, like, the key hits from the
piano.
Very
scary. Very scary. I mean, the teenagers, children, you're going to sell alcohol in the same places where kids are allowed. I mean, it's like that in all the other states.
Right.
No, I really
just
don't
about
know.
All the other countries.
I really don't know. How many states are like Pennsylvania in that the state sells everything and the state only sells all alcohol? How many are like that?
I don't know, but it has to be a vast minority.
Small amount, I would think.
I mean, even Florida doesn't do that, and that's the problem. I mean, you know, it doesn't get much more status than that place.
I don't know where. I guess alcohol. We could probably find some sort of rundown of alcohol laws on Wikipedia. Maybe we'll figure out the answer to that question. You are welcome to share your thoughts on this. And, so I guess this is going to be a state vote. I thought it might have been a vote at the polls. But, no, this will be the legislature that will be making this decision. And apparently it's been something that's been worked on for a long time. This is one of those proposals that keeps coming up. Last year, House Republicans, there was an approval of a privatization plan in the House by 105 to a 90 vote that would have led to the state getting out of the liquor sales business entirely. While the Senate plan falls short of that goal, House Majority Whip boldly predicted that after decades of talking about liquor privatization, the Senate plan might just garner majority support in both chambers to reach the governor's desk. And the governor in this case is fully supportive of privatizing liquor sales in Pennsylvania. So, again, I'm still not real clear. Staving off the privatization bill, it says here, will not only save union jobs, but the union spokesperson said it will reduce the problems that science and research shows comes with making alcohol more readily available. Quote, if you're going to have a bill go through the legislature that's going to open up sales of higher content alcohol to thousands of more outlets across Pennsylvania, there's going to be consequences. Those consequences are going to be how it affects people. In some cases, death. 855.
In some cases, it will be death.
This is Free Talk Live.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial here, toll free, 855-450-FREE, or call us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that we share with you over on the website totally free. Something else that's free, the blockchain app. Not just the blockchain app for your personal cell phone, but also their brand new app for merchants.
Yeah, well, Lauren, you just made a purchase with your personal blockchain app off of your phone.
So awesome. It was the very first time I have ever gotten to use it, and it was just, it was riveting. It was so easy. I bought a peace tea. It's just so fitting, too. I mean, it's really, truly fitting.
So if you want to make purchases using your smartphone, all you have to do is go to blockchain.info. There they've got many options, but across the top you just choose wallet and you create a wallet. And that allows you to send and receive bitcoins and at very nominal fees. Blockchain does have a nominal fee that goes to the miners and the maintenance of the website. But, the wallet itself, free. And they also have a new merchant app at blockchain.com. You can go use that. There's no, the download's free. There's no terms of service, no ID requirements of any kind. Zero fees, blockchain.com.
Yeah, I'm very excited about their new merchant app. I'm looking forward to getting to experiment with it. Mark, does it work on your phone? Because you have to have a newer operating system, because I guess there's some sort of fancy code involved in it that older phones probably won't work on. So
I can't answer. I have had no reason to download it, because I don't have a bricks and mortar store.
I just wanted to test it out. It's just because I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I haven't even considered doing it, because
it's free.
Not for me.
If you can get it, it's free, and I imagine it's really great, because the regular blockchain app, which I do have on my phone, because that does work for it, is awesome. So I imagine they did a good job with this one as well. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones. Your calls and thoughts. Alex in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
Can you hear me all right?
You're great. Okay. Go ahead, Alex.
All right. I was a little worried about this, but anyway, I want to talk to you about arguing with some of my friends who have taken up the, I guess, the tenets of Marxism to heart, you know. Someone had shared a story on Facebook from, I believe, Marxism.org or something like that. And I was talking about how they start the article out with the with sort of a preface of it. Oh, Stalinism is a horribly twisted, monstrous form of socialism, and all the horrors that, you know, happened in, well, every country that ever took up some form of communist government are all blamed on Stalinism. Then it went on to outline how the first decade of the Soviet Union was wonderful until Stalin took over, and I pointed out how, well, if that's the case, the society that led to Stalinism being able to develop, could you not point the finger at that? And the fact that every other country that ever took up that model seemed to, I mean, you can go from Mao in China to the Kims in North Korea to the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia to just on and on. But somehow they just can't see that. I've kind of given up on, I'd thought about, you know, offering up what you all have kind of always said is that in a free society, if you want to be a socialist, you can be a socialist. But in a socialist society, everyone is a socialist. But, you know, there's a certain point where you just can't argue with true believers anymore.
It's true.
Oh yeah, I mean, at some point or another, your breath is is better spent on other people that are more likely to change their minds. Now, as far as Marxism goes, it's been a while since I read my little red book there, my Communist Manifesto, not the little red book. But you know, what I always thought the fatal flaw was is the idea that first we were going to progress from what it was, progress from feudalism to capitalism or democracy or whatever, and then on to socialism and then on to communism. And that the movement from socialism to communism was kind of swept away. How are we going to have this giant, all inclusive state that owned the means of production, and then suddenly those in power were going to
just let it go?
Let go. It was going to wither, was the terminology that was used. Wither away.
Yeah, because power does that.
Yeah, because people in power are always just letting it go. They, you know, and this is the nonsense of this aristocrat that never worked a day in his life, you know, just kind of came up with an idea. And I think some of it's great. I mean, you know, like, communism's kind of like heaven. It's impossible, but it sounds really nice. And... you know, that's it. It's just, all of it just doesn't make any sense to me at all. If you want to have a socialist setup, then people should be able to voluntarily enter into it. And if they voluntarily enter into it, then it's basically a commune, and there's no particular reason for, you know, the term. Socialism means, to my mind, state ownership of the means of production. Some people will say it's community ownership of the means of production, but what is the difference between community ownership of the means of production and communal ownership of the means of production, which is communism? Nothing. If you are a libertarian socialist, then you are a communist.
The way you put it, Mark, it kind of made me think, like you mentioned, the progression from socialism to communism. I mean, thinking of it, and you made me kind of think of it in terms of folks, liberty-minded folks who would just like to see just the system gone tomorrow. And personally, I don't believe that, you know, because of the way that things have been set up now, I don't think that works. I think we have to
prioritize. I agree entirely.
Hmm?
I agree entirely. I agree entirely.
Breathlessly. Breathlessly.
Okay, but you understand where I'm coming out. I think there are some people who think that that would work, you know, immediately.
Yeah, no.
But it wouldn't. I mean, and I think, honestly, as it gets back to something about... I was listening to a local show this morning, and a guy was talking about how he had always considered himself a fiscal conservative. And I really loved the call the guy made, but he said, but yet we prioritize things like welfare for people who actually need it, as opposed to sort of corporate welfare. And I think that's a message that we should try to probably get out, because I think it's a more relatable message to more people than just the sort of the conservaclone kind of, oh, these welfare queens and all this, all that nonsense, you know.
Right. And that's why I bristled at when Lauren's saying earlier that she doesn't care about the environment. I mean, that's the kind of attitude that libertarians are constantly painted with, and it makes us look like bad guys.
No. It's not. I honestly think that my opinion is one of interest in the betterment of our environment.
Well, then don't say you don't care about it if you want to see the environment become better.
I care about it only in the sense that I want it to evolve with our changes instead of baby it.
I would love to see private ownership.
Look, Ian, I just don't think babying has ever worked for anything so far. And are you not sick of the government babying you? Well, we need to stop babying our environment.
Grow up, Ian.
Hey, Alex, any other thoughts you want to share?
Other than I haven't heard Lauren on the show before, but she sounds like a younger version of Michelle Seven, actually.
That's an
interesting compliment, or not. I'm not sure which
observation.
Thank you. Okay, good.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, Alex. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Michelle's a former co-host on the show. She actually moved up as part of the Free State Project. As she has since moved to a different place, kind of a different path in her life, and she's now known as the Bitcoin Belle. You can find her on Twitter, as I think it's at Bitcoin Belle. So she's still out there. 855-50-FREE. We actually saw her down in Austin for the Texas Bitcoin Conference, which was a lot of fun.
She's gorgeous.
Oh, you found her. Okay, yeah, she's a pretty lady.
Wow.
All right, so there's more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live next.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
I'm a fairy man. Today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, but enough time maybe for your call if you dial now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about the terrible news out of Pennsylvania we talked about earlier, where they can now search your car anytime they pull you over, as long as they claim they have probable cause, no more necessary, no need to get a warrant or anything like that. So things are getting worse in that way. But maybe things will get a little better in the way of selling alcohol, at least in Pennsylvania. We were talking about how there's a proposal to privatize things there. Why are we talking about Pennsylvania tonight? Just a coincidence. We just happen to have some PA-related stuff here. And, of course, we're continuing with your calls where you can call in about anything that you want.
I mean, I came into the studio and was immediately like, Ian, I want to talk about Pennsylvania. And you went, no way. Yeah. Like, I want to talk about Pennsylvania too.
Synergy. Let's go to Jimmy in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hello. Hey.
Hey, Jimmy. You're on the
y'all
air.
There?
Yep.
Hi, man. I want to know if I move to New Hampshire and I run for some kind of office, will they ridicule me for taking my earwax and eating it?
No. Yes. No. Okay. We already this have a guy time. That puts a boot on his head. You're fine.
It ain't a time to laugh, boys, all right? Well, and girls. It's ridiculous where a man can't eat his own earwax. I'm upset.
Ian, do you know what he's talking about?
No, I've no idea.
He's a politician.
Is that Mark?
Yes.
Mark, here, let me just say something, man. I'm a little upset with you, just so you know. You have I'm no listening. Problem. Hello?
I'm listening.
He's right here.
We're
go
listening.
Ahead.
All right.
So, Bradley Manning is Chelsea. Is that not right?
Chelsea, that's correct. Yep. He is now a she named Chelsea.
And you have no problem calling him Chelsea.
Well, that's what she prefers to be called.
I have another friend that decided to become a she.
But I guess I should let you respond, Mark. He's talking to you.
I'm just saying it blows your mind to call Whit James. Like, you can't figure it out. You get me?
Yeah, I think you're right to some extent. You know, it's just difficult for me. Like, the guy called himself Wit, and it's Wit. But, you know, sometimes I'll mix up with the Chelsea Manning thing and call her a him or vice versa. But I've had longer to get used to the idea. Plus, you know, I kind of like Private Manning. Whit, I don't like as much.
Jimmy, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855 450 free. So what's this earwax thing all about? Is this actually happening with a politician?
Yeah, I'm sorry to say. I don't think that this is...
Where is this happening? Is this New Hampshire?
So a boot's okay, but earwax is not.
Where is this happening? What's going on?
This is a representative. This is not in New Hampshire. This is a representative, Joe Garcia. I can't remember where he's from here off the top of my head. It's not Florida Democrat. Okay.
Another weird Florida story, right?
Yeah, no, this was in the U.S.
This isn't weird?
Yeah, U.S. House. And some woman was being videotaped, and he was sitting behind her. And... you know,
picking his ears and eating.
Apparently, that's what happened. His tweet in response is, "My mom always told me to keep my fingers out of my mouth, and now I know why." Hashtag Ooh. Hangnail. Hashtag it happens. Hashtag cameras rolling.
So he's claiming that he has a hangnail, and that's why he was putting his finger in his mouth, because you want to bite it off or something? What do you do? No, wait, a hangnail would be... Yeah, he's trying to bite the hangnail off?
So, his ear was itching, and then he had a hangnail. What?
So he itched his ear... Then put his finger in his mouth to bite a hangnail off, and so it looked like he was eating his earwax.
He scratched his ear, looked at it, and then, you know how you can sort of use your tooth to clean off your nail. You know
what a hangnail is.
No, it didn't look like a hangnail to me either. I really feel bad for this guy, right? Like this is
disgusting.
You know, this is just one of the. Yeah, it's not plain.
Maybe he was hungry.
Pick.
Need some nutrients. Is there any nutrients in earwax anyway?
I wouldn't be able to say. There's some kind of nutrients in earwax, yes.
I got you,
but this doesn't qualify or disqualify him from doing any particular job except perhaps TV spokesperson, right? Like this is, it was just one of those things that shouldn't... We all have a grooming habit that perhaps should not be seen on, TV. And
I can think of some fun gifts to get the guy at the next gift exchange.
Oh, if you didn't get my joke, it was a Seinfeld joke.
Oh, it's no pick. Yeah, well, I agree. It's you should pick.
Guys,
it's
we got Jay on the line. He's in Massachusetts. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so they said something about one child every week dies from an alcohol-related accident.
Yes, they did.
In North Carolina was the claim.
Yeah.
Okay. But the statistic that I want to know, how many children are conceived every week due to alcohol-related accidents?
Yeah. So, I'm going to go with they probably even out.
More than that, I would say.
Or more.
Yeah.
So alcohol, when it was prohibited, you know, back in the day, was done so by Big Oil because... alcohol was what everybody was using for lights in their houses and using it for the Model A Fords ran on alcohol, the Model T Fords, the original tractors. Yeah. There's Henry Ford. It was kind of what prompted him to write about his book called The International Jew because he really had a tremendous dislike for Rockefeller and U.S. Standard Oil. And... because he had Rockefeller had the exclusive patent on oil, on petroleum products, kerosene and petrol and stuff, and it was dirty, nasty fuel, and alcohol burned so clean. And he lobbied the Temperance, that movement, with $4 million to make alcohol illegal and created a tremendous empire, and U.S. Standard Oil was later broken up into, like, Chevron, Exxon, Amoco, and, like, three other, I don't remember all of them, but, you know, very large corporations, you know, during like the 40s or whatever.
I didn't know about that. I didn't know that about alcohol prohibition. That's interesting.
Yes, and you know, as we know, it's kind of the same thing with you know, the cotton industry and the paper industry, you know, getting rid of hemp. Also, Henry Ford was also wanting to put diesel engines in his cars. When alcohol became prohibited because hemp oil was so easy to produce here in America. And you can run a diesel engine on pure hemp oil with virtually no modifications. In fact, they were designed to run on hemp oil. That was the original fuel of choice for that engine.
Wow.
And the other thing I wanted to talk about was the state sovereignty issue. Oh, I've read some legal briefs on this years ago, and I'm, you know, what I'm going to tell you is not going to be 100% accurate, because I was just going, driving down the road here talking about it. But what it comes to, down to with the state sovereignty issue is the states do have sovereign immunity over what it creates. And people got to understand that the states have created civil rights. If you believe that you are a U.S. citizen, that is a person, well, you're, and you act like it and you sign documents saying you're a U.S. citizen, well, then the state has sovereign immunity when it comes to doing stuff to you. But if you, above the state is the people. So if you are a man or a woman that is one of the people, which is essentially the creators of the state, then the state has no sovereign immunity over you. So that was a brief that was done sometime in the late 80s in some federal suit where a guy sued, I don't know what government agency it was, over some kind of damage they'd done. And they were claiming immunity. And I believe it was Howard Griswold, actually, is the man who kind of did this. And he was successful in that when they tried dismissing it for sovereign immunity. He says, no, I'm one of the people. The state works for me. The state exists because the people created it.
How long ago was this?
He said it was the 80s.
This was sometime in the 80s, this stuff. And what had happened is the and Howard Griswold lives in Delaware.
You got to wrap it up fast, Jay.
Yeah, well, anyways, they just ended up paying the guy. They because the case didn't get dismissed because they didn't have any sovereign immunity when it came to one of the people. But when it came to a U.S. citizen, which is property of the federal government, then they'd have sovereign immunity. And that was the bottom line with that.
Yeah, I'd love to see that argument work again someday. Thank you, Jay, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We're out of time. You can visit Lauren on her website, objectivistgirl.com.
And add me on Facebook. That's the best place.
Now, which one was it where there's no I in the girl?
YouTube. The YouTube channel.
Okay, very good. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info. What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.